You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Proverbs. That's such a wonderful song, Stand Still. I preached that this past week, Monday night in Virginia, and that is the most quoted text in the Bible. From the book of Exodus chapter 14, stand still, just be still. You know, God does not want you to make decisions out of fear. He says three words, fear ye not. He says two words, stand still. He says one word, see. If we'll fear not, fear removes faith. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Fear ye not, stand still. Just slow down. And the older I get, the more I want to slow down, not just to sit around, but the more I don't want to make a wrong decision in my life at this time. I cannot live it down. I'm too old. I don't want to try to live it down. Instead, I've got to make good decisions in life. I've got to make decisions based upon the Word of God. Jackie Van Dyke, I see you over there. Happy anniversary today. 1977 or 78. It's in the bulletin. My wife and I led you to Christ on this day. And I'll never forget that the day, Thursday night, she got saved. And what a blessing she has been all these many, many, many years. Let's read together, shall we? We're in the book of Proverbs. I'm going to jump around today, and I may even have you turn with me. Verse 16, 17, 18. Proverbs 6, 16, 17, and 18. Let's remain seated today. Proverbs 6, 16, 17, and 18. Ready? Begin. These six things doth the Lord hate. Today I'm going to put my finger on what I believe is probably the number one problem in America. The number one problem in our churches. Father, help me today to help these people that I love so much. I never want to hurt them. But God, this text is very clear. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination. Open our eyes to the Word of God, to what I think is perhaps the number one problem in our churches. In Jesus' name, amen. 40 years ago, I remember it was a Wednesday night before church. I'd meet with people, and I was meeting with a couple. This couple was, no one here would know who I'm talking about, 40 years ago, 43, 44 years ago. This couple was probably one of the sharpest couples we've ever had in our church. The man, they were young. They were my age. They're a little younger maybe. He just dressed immaculate. He could wear a suit, wear a white shirt, wear a tie. He was the best. His weight was under control. He was just a handsome young man. His wife, really, my wife would admit this, was just a beautiful woman. She was slender and thin and dressed so appropriately, always dressed to the hilt. They both were professional people. And I felt like we landed the big fish, you know, and we did. The problem was what we read in this text. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination. A proud look. What's the second one? That's the problem in America. We just do not tell the truth. President Trump comes into office tomorrow. He must have people that tell us the truth. He must. whether it's Homeland Security, whatever it might be, whatever cabinet position it is, head of transportation, head of finances, whatever it might be, we need people that tell us the truth in Washington, D.C. We need people that always tell us the truth in Sacramento. We need people in Santa Clara that tell us the truth. We need people in this church to be truthful with us. Always tell the truth. Pastor Pirate said this, tell the truth. Never tell a lie. Oh, tell the truth to the day you die. I don't believe, I thought about this. I don't believe I've ever preached on this subject to this church in 50 years. I've preached in elementary chapel, high school chapel, I'm certain in college, but I don't believe I've ever preached on telling the truth. We cannot lie. And yet most people in this room, I'm talking, this is the quality. This is the church of churches. Most people in this room will always lie first. They will not tell the truth. This young couple, I remember visiting with them. And we had visited many times before because their marriage was a mess. And it was that he could not tell the truth. He just could not, he could not tell the truth. His wife called me and said, could you meet with us before church? I said, I will. And she said, I have a piece of paper that will prove what I'm talking about. I said, okay, well. And we began visiting together. And as we visited together, she began to ask him questions. Oh, no, that did not take place. But last Tuesday when you didn't come home from work, were you arrested? Arrested? No, never. But, and she tried every which way. And she said, I have a piece of paper that you're summoned to come before the judge. And you're to meet before the judge because of this, what you did. He goes, well, that's wrong. This is not me. This is absolutely wrong. I can't believe that. Well, I'll have to check into this. It had his name on it. It had everything from the judge. It had everything. And then finally he said, well, that was me. But they did not, they were going to arrest me because I didn't have my license with me. And that's what they were going to. And he went on to some big old story. But she goes, your license is on here. And so then he made up some other story. And the man left. He stood before the judge. He could not tell the truth. I believe they divorced. They moved away long ago. I believe they divorced, they remarried and had families. But the man could not tell the truth. God's word says these six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven are an abomination. Turn with me to the book of Hosea. It's difficult to find, but it's not that difficult. Hosea just follows Daniel, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea. Turn to me with Hosea in chapter number 4. And God's word makes it very clear that he hates a lying tongue. Do you tell the truth to your wife? Do you tell the truth to your husband? Do you tell the truth to your business? Do you tell the truth in your job? Are you a truthful man? Are you a truthful woman? The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land by swearing and what's he say? Lying. And killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, blood toucheth blood. I have found in my ministry that the first line of defense is always, that did not happen. No, that did not happen. What had happened? I have found that the first line of defense is always a lie. I'm ashamed to tell you that. I've discovered that people leave this church and they never tell me the truth, and I know the truth. It's amazing how dumb I look, but how smart I am. It's amazing the truth that I know and why people leave our church. And it's an amazing thing. I'm leaving. No, you're not leaving for that. Just be honest. You want to get away from God. You want to get away from the Sunday night stuff, the Wednesday night stuff. You want to get away from God. That's the reason. You want to get away from rules and regulations, and there's not that many rules here. But no, God's just leading us. We just sense that God is in this. The Bible says that, but there's no truth in the land. Jesus said, I am the way, the and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My purpose this morning is to try to get us together, to try to get us to leave here today and say, I am going to tell the truth. Tax season is coming. I'll tell you what, though, that's a ripoff. That's a good place to say amen. Tax season is a ripoff. They're ripping us off. It takes to July now, the first week of July, just to pay our taxes. That's a ripoff. So I have money coming back because I'm not going to claim some things. But that's not truthful. So I cannot lie to the government. I must tell the truth. I must tell the truth on my taxes. I'm required to keep an account of every single dime I spend and have a big file of it for this year. And everything has a receipt. And I have to go before my tax man and authenticate. This is what I received. This is what I paid taxes on. This is what I did not pay taxes on. And then I have to get my tax bill. My appointment's in February, the first week in February. And I have to meet with them by Zoom and talk to them on the phone. And all of a sudden, I'm going to owe money, or I'll get money back or whatever, but I'm going to tell the truth. A lot of things in life I cannot do, but I can. I kneeled in that office right there and said, Lord, help me to tell the truth today. May I not lie about one thing in this pulpit. May I live what I'm saying. In the land, the Bible says Israel is going to be judged because there's no truth in the land. There's a man I know very, very well. I go to preach at a church, and sometimes he'll come to hear me preach. I was his pastor 45 years ago. I was a pastor of his first wife and his five kids, and pastor of the second wife, and then he moved away years ago. You don't know who I'm talking about. You know, that man is a wonderful man. He goes to church about once every 3 weeks, Sunday morning only. He's a good guy. I love him. He can fellowship with my wife and I. He loves us. He lives in a distant state, but he loves us. We love him. But the problem with that boy from third grade on, he could not tell the truth. This is 45 years ago in third grade. He just does not know how to tell the truth. With his first wife, I can remember my wife and I dealing with him. He could not tell her the truth. He had story after story after story. He could not tell her the truth. He has lied his whole life. He lied in elementary school. He lied in junior high school. He lied in college and high school. He's lied all his. He is a liar. He is a professional liar. I love the man. I can fellowship. I can have lunch with him. I love him, but he cannot tell the truth. He always lies about everything. Are you a truthful person? God says he hates it. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, don't turn there for the sake of time, but verse number 10, God says, for whoremongers and them that defile themselves with mankind and men stealers and for liars, they shall all have their part in the lake of fire. It's contrary to sound doctrine. Revelation 21, verse 8, for murderers, for whoremongers, for sorcerers and idolaters, for all liars shall have their place in the lake of fire. God hates lying because God is only truth. God hates it when we lie. Put away, Ephesians 5, put away lying from you. Don't lie about anything. There's a program my wife and I, we love watching it from time to time. But my dad never let me watch it. My dad's in heaven, so he doesn't know now. But so once in a while, we'll turn it on. And he said, no, son, I remember the 50s when it was coming out. He goes, no, we're not going to watch that couple. I said, Dad, why? I said, it's funny. He goes, they always lie. They're lying to one another all the time. Especially her. Why is it always a woman? No, just kidding. And he said, she just lies to him all the time. I can remember as a boy, but that's what makes it funny. I don't want you learning to lie, son. It's I Love Lucy. Our favorite. Yes? I mean, we love I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy is tame nowadays. But he said, no, we're not going to watch it because she lies all the time. And he lies to her. I'll never forget my dad. I didn't understand that. Well, my dad was trying to teach me something. And he said, I got the whole set. Don't tell your dad you have the whole set. Just watch it and enjoy it. But my dad says she's always lying. In Germany years ago, before World War I, there was a war going on. And a man came in, and the colonel said to his underling, go to some of these farmers around here, and I want you to go get some crops off their fields and ask them for the crops for the soldiers. We need to feed them. And a man came, soldier, came and knocked on a cottage door, and an old man on a stick answered the door, and he got there, and he said, I'm from such and such the army, and whatever it was, and he said, I'm here to, my colonel sent me to get some provisions from your fields, and I want permission. And the old man said, let me take you, son. And he began to walk, and he walked with a limp, and he walked with that, and they walked a mile, and there was a beautiful, beautiful field of grain, and all of it was just beautiful. He goes, this is it. He goes, no, walk with me a little bit further. And he walked another mile. The old man walked with him. And he said, this is my field. And I want you to have this. The old man began to cut things down and pile it up and get things. And he said, sir, I'm a little confused. The first field was so much nicer than this field. Why did you choose this field to give us your leftovers rather than the first field? He said, because the first field wasn't mine. This one that you cut was mine. There's an illustration of a man that just told the truth. You can have what you want. You can have what's not as good as the others, but this is my field. And this is what I have for you. God hates lying. Turn with me to Acts chapter 5. In Acts chapter 5, we have the story of Ananias and Sapphira. As you turn to Acts 5, John Hopkins University has recently come out in the last many years, and they said, we have dropped our honor code. You no longer have to be a student at John Hopkins University abiding by their honor code. Their honor code is, I will not tolerate myself or anyone else whoever cheats, steals, or lies. They said, we're having so much problems with papers being produced that are lies. They're from all these different agencies and cut and paste, and you write a paper. So from this day forward, We're not going to have any rules about lying or cheating or stealing. I hope I don't ever have to have surgery there. Because God wants truth. In chapter 5, but a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. And he kept back part of the price. You see, in verse 37 of the previous verse, the land, they sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But this man and his wife, they decided to privily, secretly, they brought a certain amount of it, but not all of it. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after was it sold, was it not thine own power? Why then hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? And why hast thou not lied unto men, but unto God? And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon all them that heard those things. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him and buried him. It was about the space of 3 hours when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, and tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and they shall carry thee out. And she fell down straightway at the feet, and they yielded up the ghost. The young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon the church. God hates lying. God hates lying. God, when we lie, it shows we are not attached to Jesus Christ. Christ, too, is our life. And when I'm close to Christ, I'll tell the truth. When I'm not close to Christ, I will not tell the truth. I don't care who you are. When you got saved, your liar did not get saved. That's your decision, how to live your life. I live with a mother and dad, and I'm so thankful for them, but they never lied to us kids. They told us the truth. They told us the truth about our church. They told us the truth about the Bible. They told us the truth about Jesus Christ. And may I say today that you and I in this room must tell the truth. We have all these different programs for alcoholism and for drugs, and I'm thankful for whatever they do. I'm not sure what they all do, but I'm just grateful for how they help people. But the first thing an alcoholic must do is what? Admit. You must admit, I'm an alcoholic. And I've watched, I was talking to Brother Steve this morning. Steve, I love Steve and his dear wife. Brother Steve said, Pastor, it's been 5 years today that I've been clean from alcohol. That's a blessing to me.
Yes, sir.
But you know what he was doing? I didn't know he had that problem, but he was admitting it again. And in life, Brother Sly, I forget what it was. Brother Sly is the business manager, but he'll know this illustration. I've forgotten it, other than the fact that I remember one time in a staff meeting, this had to be 35 years ago plus, he came to me after the staff meeting and says, I feel like I maybe misled you. And he told me something that I said, no, you did not mislead me in that. No, you told me the truth. He goes, well, I forget what it was. It was something so minute. It was something so small. But we had a staff member at that same time, 40 years ago, that he told me a lie right in staff meeting. And I went on with the staff meeting, and then, by the way, I said to that person, I said, what you told me was not the truth, and here's the reason. A few minutes later, he goes, I did not, and he told all our staff, I did not tell the truth. He's left the ministry, he's left his wife, he's divorced, he's remarried. But you know, we're going to have to tell the truth. Gehazi, if I had time, Nahum was the captain of the host for the king of Assyria. And things are going great. All of a sudden he gets leprosy. And God told him through the man of God to go dip in the Jordan seven times. And he says, are not the waters of Abana, are they not better? But he went and did it anyway, and he was free of his leprosy. Elisha had an assistant by the name of Gehazi. Gehazi heard what this man was willing to do to pay for all this. He wanted to give Elisha garments and give him goods and give him things and give him silver, give him gold. And he said, no charge to this. Forget it. But Gehazi couldn't let it go. And he caught up with him and said, my Lord, speaking of his master, has sent me. He's had a change of heart and he wants those things. And they gave them to Gehazi. But Gehazi was not telling the truth. And the Bible says when he was confronted with his household, he had to admit he was a liar. And the Bible says this: the leprosy that Nahum had is now the leprosy on your life. And you're going to live with that leprosy. God wants each and every one of us, Adam and Eve, in chapter 3, in verse number 1 through 3, in the Bible, verse 11 through 13, Adam and Eve, they God says, don't you touch that tree. And they touched that tree, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And when God approached them in the cool of the day, they were naked and they sowed fig leaves and they hid themselves. And God said to Adam, why did you do this? And he didn't face up to it. He said, well, the woman, my wife, the woman you gave me, she made me do it. And the woman said, well, no, it was Satan that made me do it. But Adam and Eve, it was both of you that stole and lied to God. I think in the Bible how the old prophet in 1 Kings chapter number 13, he came to a young man came and the Bible says he lied unto him. There's an old prophet. Achan in chapter number 7 of the book of Joshua, when the children of Israel, 36 men died because he stole a wedge of silver. And he took it and he hid it. What are you hiding from your wife today? What are you hiding from your husband today? I don't think anybody can tell me any illustration that I haven't dealt with in 50 years of pastoring this church. I've sat through so many, a wife approaching her husband, you're having an affair with that woman. Oh no. The first line of defense has always been, no, I'm not doing that. A woman comes to a husband, every time I've dealt with it, you're having an affair with that woman. Oh no. Husband says, I'm not doing that. I have been tempted, but I've not. But you're lying. I've watched people go to jail for sins because they lied about it. God hates lying. I close today at Proverbs 12:22. The Bible says lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. I close today from Psalm 119, verse 29. Remove far from me lying. I close today with Ephesians 4:25. Put away from me lying. The thing that led me to Christ was lying to my mother. When I was 5 years of age. You've heard the story till you're blue in the face, but she had made those chocolate chip cookies and put them on a bag from the store that you'd always, women used to have them cool on something like that instead of a rack. And she opened up that bag from that store, the grocery store paper bag, brown paper bag, and put those cookies there. And at 5 years of age, she said, "Now don't touch those." And they were warm and hot. She ran out of the room, and I reached up to that table and grabbed them and put one in my mouth and had chocolate all around my face. And she said, "Son, why do parents do this, by the way? Why do you set us up?" And she said, did you eat one of those?" And I looked at her with all that chocolate. "No, Ma, I didn't eat any of them." I lied right to my mother. It's easy to lie. It's wrong to lie. How about the many of you that are in this church and you're still lost? You might be a member of this church, but you're lost without Christ. All you have to do is admit, "I'm a sinner." You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But it comes with admitting to God your condition. Bus teenagers, you sit so great. You kids just listen just perfectly. I'm so proud of those bus kids, but every one of you must know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're saved. That Christ is your Savior. He's your only hope in life. Everyone in these balconies in the lower floor, on the side, every single person must be a person that has come to salvation by grace. Are you saved? And then to the many that just cannot tell the truth, today is the day that you say, "I'm going to tell the truth." I close with this. You know, when you don't tell the truth to your boss, you know how to stop it. You go back in and say, I didn't tell you the truth. Well, there's consequences. They might fire. They may fire you, but you've told the truth. There's something when a man goes to his wife and say, "Honey, I didn't tell you the truth. It's little, but I just didn't tell the truth." Or a wife to a husband, or a child to a parent. Tell the truth. Never tell a lie. Tell the truth till the day you die.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.